Yesterday in the San Francisco Chronicle, former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown wrote in an opinion piece that GOP Vice Presidential nominee Sarah Palin's speech at the GOP convention has put the Republicans on offense and the Democrats on defense, and he says Democrats don't do well on defense. Brown wrote that from taxes to oil drilling, Democrats are going to have to start explaining their positions, and adds, whenever you have to explain things, you're on defense. Political commentator Bob Buckhorn agrees.
Well, I think there's some validity to that. The Republicans over the last two election cycles have been very, very efficient and competent at defining Democrats and making them appear to be un-American or untrustworthy or unready to be the commander-in-chief. I think it's incumbent upon Senator Obama to attack not Senator McCain, but attack the absolute lack of a platform on the Republican side. All they are doing in this election is trying to define Senator Obama because they cannot, they will not, and they realize that if they embrace the Bush agenda, it means defeat because the American public is ready to be done with the Bush agenda and anybody who wraps themselves around that flag.
I was going to say, Doug Schoen, this other political consultant, that's what he says. He says, attack, 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 hard, hard negative. McCain can't win if their brand is right-wing with the American electorate and particularly swing voters. They have to make John McCain and George Bush and their agenda the issue.
Well, Mitch, there's an old adage in politics, as distasteful as it may be, is that when you don't have anything to say, attack your opponent. I mean, clearly, they can't run on the Bush 8 years. Senator McCain has embraced the Bush policies. He has embraced the war in Iraq. He's embraced tax cuts for the wealthy. That doesn't fly. So what do? You try and make Senator Obama look like something that he is not. You try and play on the demons of Americans, not on their hopes and aspirations. And in demonizing Senator Obama, he thinks he can peel off enough people based on racial biases, based on the perception that he's un-American, that he doesn't look like all the other American presidents on the dollar bill, and that somehow makes him suspect. That's wrong. It's wrong for America, and Senator McCain should be ashamed of himself for doing it.